Hello.
Hello, is this Timothy? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, yes. Is this Timothy?
What can I do for? Uh-huh.
Hi, sir. Good evening. My name is Mary, and I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything, okay? I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Let me ask you, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Certainly.
Thank you, sir. Now, let me ask you, what is your age?
I'd rather not give that out.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, let me ask you, what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Thank you, sir.
Hello.
Now, I want you to... Yes. Now, I want you to
please... I thought I'd lost you.
Oh, no, no worries. Now, I just want you to please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'm just going to read to you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. So, Donald Trump as former president.
Disapprove.
Will you say that you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Yes. Strongly.
Thank you. Sherrod Brown as senator.
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve?
Yep.
Thank you. Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Joe Biden as president?
Strongly approve.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, I'm just going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or aren't familiar with them, just tell me that, no problem. So, Republicans in Congress.
Disapprove.
Do you have... Okay, so you will say that you have an unfavorable impression?
Yes, unfavorable.
Okay. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Okay. Marcy Kaptur, favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you, sir. Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you very much. Derek Marin?
Don't know.
Thank you very much. First Energy?
So-so. I wouldn't say very or very or either way.
Okay, you can either say somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable.
No opinion on them.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. If the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom will you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you very much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kupchur?
Marcy Kupchur.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, let me ask you, is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
No chance.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read to you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kupchur. So, Marcy Kupchur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden. In voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America, it is time for a change. So, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kupchur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes
doesn't
you
make,
more likely...
Doesn't make a difference.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read to you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, I want you to please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. Now, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think the statement is true, please say so. So, the first statement. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses in military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder to do the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. So does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or you don't believe the statement is true?
It wouldn't make a difference. I knew I wasn't. I'm not voting for him anyway, so no statement really have known.
Thank you. So, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. So will you say that makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or
like
you don't think this?
Like I said before, it doesn't make a difference because I'm not voting for him, period.
Thank you. So I'm just going to finish reading the statement. If after I read the statement, you just say that there's no difference, you can just tell me so, no problem.
Okay. All right.
So, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
No difference.
Thank you. So just a few more statements and we're done. Thank you again for your time. So after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
No difference.
No difference? Okay, thank you very much.
No.
Just two more statements, okay? So, Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
That would make me at least a whole lot less likely to vote for him.
That would be much less likely to vote for him?
Much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. Now, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare, and will raise their retirement age. So does that make...
Like, no difference.
Thank you very much. So, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or will you still vote for Marin?
No, I'm not voting for him. I wasn't planning on voting for him anyway, so...
Okay.
Really, none of the statements changed my opinion.
Thank you, sir. And what do you think is the best reason to vote against, I'm sorry, Republican Derek Marin?
Where he stands with the Republican Party on everything, so it's just not me.
Okay, thank you very much. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And again, what will you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
Because he is a Republican.
Okay. Because he's Republican, you said?
Yep.
Thank you very much. Now, this is just for classification purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a college degree.
Thank you very much. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. And will you say that you are a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, I would like to ask you, how important is politics to your personal identity? Will you say that it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
My personal identity, not all that important.
Thank
I follow
you very
it,
much,
I know
sir.
What I like, and
okay.
I don't go broadcasting everywhere.
Okay, I understand, sir. Thank you for your opinion. Now, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. So this concludes our survey. I'd like to thank you again, sir, for your time and your participation. Hope you have a great night.
No worries.
Thank you. Bye now.